producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, Dr. Batar joins us once again for some more advanced medicine right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, medicalrewind.com, easiest way to access that which we've done for many years together. Great stuff. Dr. Batar, I want to jump right into the story because this is more validation. Not that we needed it, but my goodness. Headline of Science World Report reads, environmental toxins linked to increased risk of neurodegenerative illnesses.
And I guess the only response would be, the appropriate response would be, tell me something I don't know.
I know. I mean, this is really good, though, that it's getting out finally that, you know, instead of chasing microbes, let's acknowledge the real thing that damages the, well, the, what we call it, the brains of duh, the moments of duh. I mean, this is a classic one, but yet most seemingly in the academic world in medicine, might be surprised by this. They have actual microscopic images of brain sections that show that when they added a specific neurotoxin, that's why it's called a neurotoxin, lo and behold, there's damage to the neural system. How long did it take them to figure this out?
Yeah, which journal published this?
What is it called? Science World Report is reporting on it, and this was in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and also related to nonprofit Ethnomedicine and the University of Miami Brain Endowment Bank. So, I mean, there's some money behind this study, but I mean, it's like this is what we've been saying for as long as when we woke up. Since we woke up.
Yeah, it's really really delayed in their it's really delayed putting this out to the world. But the problem is that how many individuals have gotten injured or maimed over the last few decades when this information wasn't made widely accessible. And honestly, Robert, that's a pretty obscure journal that you quoted just now. So, you know, most media is not going to cover that. So it's going to be drowned out anyway, and they're not going to really give it any credence right now. But more and more of these coming along the pipeline, I think, will eventually change the tide. And some of the things that are going to happen this fall that you know about that most people don't yet, that'll really help to shine the light upon the actual issues. And I think it's small little pennies that will be accumulated into the hundreds of dollars.
They say they're new findings. They claim that are published not in a big old journal somewhere that we'd like to see it in, but that they, you know, this exposure to an environmental toxin that happens to be linked to algae blooms, right? We've all heard of algae blooms, and the algae blooms tend to happen where there's a lot of pollution in the water. And you think about what the algae may be trying to do, transform the toxic waste in the water to protect the environment ultimately. But, of course, if you're exposed to the toxins that these things are consuming and trying to transform, it might have an impact because they are known to be neurotoxic. So they're just figuring this out like Sherlock Holmes in the second grade, right? They're saying that their field work on this subject was like reading an Agatha Christie novel. And I don't have a problem with them saying that because if they, you know, real scientists are like that. They turn every stone over and go, what's this? Is this related? Whereas much of the research in modern medicine is controlled, constrained within, as Ty Bollinger says, in the box. It says you can study anything you want. We'll give you all the money to study it as long as you look within this box. But the moment you go out and find a toxin, like a heavy metal, like mercury, your funding's going to be shut off, and that's it. You'll learn very quickly that you'll only research things in the box, and this one went a little bit outside of it, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, we've firsthand experienced that ourselves with papers that we've published that did not get published, and they basically said that it did not meet the peer review criteria, and yet the peer review criteria was supposedly initiated and completed by three physicians in less than an 8-hour period over a weekend. And you know that there's no way that three different doctors reviewed a paper over the weekend over 8 hours.
That's not the way it works.
Generated a response that your paper has not met the criteria because it scans for certain keywords, and one of those keywords happens to be mercury, and that's why our paper wasn't picked up. And it was actually a response to call for papers for the journal Journal of American Medical Association, for JAMA. So, you know, I first hadn't experienced that type of an issue. It was actually specifically to do with the call for papers for childhood diseases that had no known cures. And so we wrote a paper, basically Dr. Bernhoff and I wrote a paper on the oxidative stressor being the etiology of autism. And, you know, he toned it down a lot because I had mercury everywhere. And he said, Rasha, you got to take out the word mercury out. You know, we can't have it this many times. So I think it was on the 14th page of the paper we mentioned mercury as one of many. And it flagged it and didn't
publish it. Yeah. The key words that they don't want out there related to a lot of what they utilize in the practice of medicine and dentistry, of course. Now, they had this thing called BMAA. I don't know what it is. I think this is the name of that toxin. And they basically exposed these monkeys to this in fruit. And they said the monkeys that did not have exposure to this BMAA showed no signs of neuropathology. Those who just ate toxin-laced fruits developed neurofibrillary tangles and amyloid deposits, both of which show early signs of Alzheimer's. The others who had a combination of fruits and fruits with BMA had lower density of tangles. So, you know, as I right now, Ty sent out, you know, he sends out videos from The Truth About Cancer, and he took a little snippet out of me talking about why you need to clean up what goes into your body, why pesticides have no place in anybody, but much less a person trying to recover from cancer. And here's an example of that where they say, yeah, the toxins have an impact. Whereas a lot of the profession still denies that, says you can eat whatever you want, pesticide, no big deal, it's just a little bit, it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, who was that that they interviewed from Monsanto, I think, and they were talking about how, yeah, he would drink a gallon of this stuff. And
yes, you could drink it. And then the interviewer offered the guy, he was a spokesperson for the glyphosate, he said, yeah, okay, you can drink it? Yeah, we can drink it. Okay, here, I have a glass of it for you. Drink it. Well, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, easy for them to make those kind of statements, and then when it comes down to them having to actually back them up with any type of action, they, of course, won't do it. So.
Now, they said the second experiment, researchers only changed the dosages of the toxin. The findings still showed that the monkeys who ate the BMA still had tangles and amyloid deposit in their brain tissues following 140 days. Can we talk about bioaccumulation of these things? We talk of neurological degradation. That means it continues to degrade over the course of the span of the ingestion and the remnants if they're not safely removed.
Yeah. You know, there are certain components, too, that are very, very unique to just mercury. For example, we know that many of the metals and many of these chemicals are detrimental, but the denudation of the neurofibrils is very unique to mercury. And even though we do see it with things like lead, it's much lesser than what you see with mercury. And no other metal causes the same level of neural degradation and deterioration of the myelin sheaths like mercury, for example. And so many of these different toxicities have their own unique pathophysiology. And when you combine them all together into one individual, it's a additive effect. You know, it's a exponentially higher level of damage that they cause.
Seriously, I liken it like if lead could be a little firecracker, and maybe aluminum's an M80 or a stick of dynamite. You got mercury, and it's a nuclear bomb. You know, it's the intensity of the damage that it does. It doesn't mean that those other things can't do damage and harm, but the relative intensity of what it can do is different.
Yeah, and that's not an exaggeration, because we've talked about the LD1 of lead and LD1 of mercury and LD100 in the same patient population. And to put that into response of percentages, remember, going from 1 to 2, that's a 100% increase. Going from 1 to 10 is a 1,000% increase. Going from 1 to 100 is a 10,000% increase in damage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a exponentially increasing synergistic type of exacerbation of the problem. And so a 10,000% increase of anything is a, you know, that's a massively high level of whatever it is. Let's put it this way. If you looked at a 10,000% rate of interest that you would get on your money by putting in the bank, would that would that excite you? And of course it would. You know, so we were so used to talking about 1 or 2 or 5%, something like that. So when you start thinking about 10,000%, a 100-fold increase in the toxicity levels by putting some of these things together, and that's when we're talking about lead and mercury and LD1 of lead and mercury together. So now you start looking at all these other components, you know, cadmium and fluoride and, you know, and all these other neurotoxins, or these chemicals that act as neurotoxins, and God knows what else is in there. It's just amazing that the system is still capable of functioning.
Absolutely incredible. And then we get this gem from your lovely wife, Unbilled producer Debbie sends us. Pepsi finally admits that which we knew for years, that its Aquafina bottled water is just tap water. And, of course, Coca-Cola has Dasani. It's the same thing. It's not anything else but what they're pulling from the tap, putting in a plastic bottle, and selling like it's some kind of natural spring water.
Yep. Yep. So I really like that Pepsi-Cola representative Michelle Naughton said in a recent statement that, quote, "If this helps clarify the fact that the water originates from public sources, then it's a reasonable thing to do." So it's interesting that they're coming clean with it. And they also agreed, they also admitted that there was fluoride in their water.
Yeah, there's another story on here. Basically, they have a list, in fact, and we'll add that to the show notes momentarily at robertscottbell.com. That a number of these have fluoride. Some of them actually have added fluoride, which, as we know, is a toxic waste, byproduct of aluminum and bauxite-type mining, and an absolute neurotoxin, and an increasing ability when you're drinking fluoridated water to uptake the metals that may be coming through the pipes or from any other sources that you have. So we're going to correct that.
They probably think that's a good thing, right? That's why they're publicly releasing it.
Yeah, interestingly enough. Yes, we're proud of the toxic waste we have in our bottled water. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, certainly not with Dr. Batara. We do advanced medicine each and every week. What about that Zika virus? We've got news on that when we come back, and more. Remember, medicalrewind.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes, we got upcoming events as well. I just wanted to let everybody know that February 5th and 6th, I'll be in Kuchara, Colorado. If any of our listeners listening to Medical Rewind Advanced Medicine are up there, I'd love to say hi. Southern Colorado, it's a Right to Try conference I'll be speaking at. And it's basically talking about reestablishing the right for people, you know, who are dealing with terminal illnesses to try anything, even if the government, or especially if the government doesn't approve of it, whether it's a drug or whether it's a natural supplement. And I think, you know, that's a birthright we stand by here, Dr. Batari, you as well, that the government has no business telling us what we can and can't do to save our own lives.
Well, in fact, it's our government's, our founding fathers' philosophy that the government should stand out of our way so that we can make the choices. And that's the entire premise of what mm-hmm. freedom is and what America was founded on, is the premise of the freedom to choose whatever you yeah. think, whatever foods, whatever water, whatever, you know, we ingest into your body, whatever you, medication, anything. It's what yeah. you decide.
Well, and that's the problem, too, with the story that Deb found us about the fluoride in the water and even these so-called spring waters, much less the tap waters of Dasani and Aquafina. But this story reveals a number of big names that I've seen everywhere in health food stores mostly. Well, even in mass market now, bottled water is big. But Arrowhead, everybody's seen that. Crystal Springs, Deer Park. I'm just naming a few. Some that I've seen. Nursery water, of course, anytime they gear it for kids, they always add fluoride. Ozarks, Poland Springs, a big name. Zephyr Hills in Florida, owned by Nestle. Nestle wants a, you know, monopoly on all water, but all of these contain fluoride. Whether they add it or not, I'm not sure. It doesn't say, but, you know, you think you're doing yourself right. That's why we talk about all the time filtering the water adequately at home, or finding a way to do that when you're traveling as well, is much better than taking these plastic bottles that haven't been sitting outgassing for months before they put water in them. They put them in right away after manufacturing. Even if the water was clean, it gets contaminated from the outgassing of the plastic.
Yep, and then they have the xenoestrogenic components, or the actions the body perceives them. You know, they act as xenoestrogens. So you've got the phytoestrogens, you've got the xenoestrogens, you've got the actual estrogens, and this is what's creating an estrogen dominant society. So we have feminization of many of the livestock, a lot of the wildlife, and as we know that these xenoestrogenic components are carcinogenic. They cause when there's an imbalance of the hormones and especially of the estrogens, that promotes an oncogenic type process. And so we have to be very careful of disrupting that very critical balance. And the plastic containers that we have water in are a very huge source of that imbalance in the hormonal aspect. So
yeah, absolutely. So you add insult to injury. We talked about the toxins, right, from environment, the waste. Add into that the water that you think is good. I mean, again, water is so critical to everything that we do and are. And it's so basic, yet the concept of buying, and remember, in the transition for all of us, I mean, there was a time where we thought, well, bottled water's got to be better than tap water. But the reality is what you want to do, unless you're in Flint, Michigan, which, you know, you got to have a lot of filters to pull the heavy metals out of that stuff. But the reality is filtration is going to be critical if we don't clean up what's coming in to the systems, because they might, let's say, purify it via chemicals, chlorine, for instance, to eradicate certain microbes. But it's not filtering out a lot of these heavy metals.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. And I think this is going to this problem is going to continue, and more people are going to become aware. And so it's going to actually make water even a more precious commodity than it is. If you think about it, 20 years ago, you know, bottling water was analogous to bottling air. It's like, well, why would you do that? And now look at it, the price of water, and you compare it to price of oil per gallon. I mean, you go to a gas station, you gas up, versus you go into the gas station and buy a bottle of water. The bottle of water is more expensive than the gas station.
Yeah, that's true. And again, that water is not as clean as you need it to be, as we all need it to be. So it's
or
a big
much
part.
As we think it is.
Or that we think it is, exactly. And that's a big part of it. Now, I know that we have listeners that are pretty darn aware, and we try to be pretty darn aware as well. But there are other layers of this, you know, charade or ruse that's being played on us by those that want to sell us stuff. Now, it doesn't mean there's not good stuff. We highlight the good stuff, but the reality is a lot of folks, your loved ones, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, don't know this yet. So that's why we want you to share the stories, share the notes, share the links to the archives through GCN or Syndicator, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Talk Network, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and of course right here with Dr. Bitar each week, medicalrewind.com, an easy way to pick up on the archives. When we come back, we will get to that Zika virus. We also have a question of the day, I think related to mesothelioma, interestingly enough, and fat kids, obesity, children at 5 years old.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora. and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continue to crank it up with a little bit of advanced medicine. Well, how about a lot of advanced medicine? We got more questions of the day coming in. I thought this one would be good, Dr. Vitar. Again, we're not treating over the air, remember that, but we're just kind of giving information, generalized overviews. You know, when people ask these questions, they're, you know, most of them are very sincere about it. And this is from AA, initials AA. Do you have a clinic to treat patients with mesothelioma? If not, do you have recommendations? There's a patient in Northern Virginia. They're telling him it is a rare form of cancer and he has no clue how or when he was exposed to asbestos. They think he's a candidate for surgery and chemo to follow. So it sounds like a concerned friend, if you will.
Right.
And have you dealt with mesothelioma there at the clinic, or is that something you have to send out for?
I've I've treated a lot of mesothelioma. In fact, my own staff member, my own colleague, Jane Garcia, who you've met, the
yes.
provider in my clinic, she got mesothelioma 3 years ago, and she's, she's fine today.
What can you add in a general body of knowledge when people look and say it's mostly associated with asbestos exposure? I don't know if it's only that, but, as far as remediating something like that.
No different than any of the cancers. Always toxicity related, malnourishment related, and deal with both of those, and it's treated the exact same way as any other cancer.
Okay. I didn't know if there was anything specific that you had to do to lung tissue that may have been damaged through inhalation.
No. I mean, there are things that we do specific to the patient's condition, but not specific to the cancer. So I could have a prostate cancer stage 4 that's having problems breathing, and I'm going to do the same thing to him that I would do to any other patient that's having a breathing issue, that's having problem in labored breathing, but just because it's in the lungs, I'm not going to do any other specific type of treatment. That's more a symptomatic reduction, that's why I would do that particular type of thing. So our treatment for cancer is looking at the commonalities of cancer. So, for example, cancer is an obligate anaerobic metabolizer. It does not like oxygen, so we use that oxygen as a mode of therapy, for example, but it's for all cancers, or all cancers, regardless of where they are obligate glucose metabolizers. So we utilize that information, so we treat, our philosophy of treating is addressing the obligate glucose metabolizer aspect. So, for example, we know that sugar feeds cancer, and so we don't want to feed sugar to cancer patients. So from a dietary standpoint, we remove that, but then during the treatment, sometimes we'll use dextrose to infuse into an IV, for example, as a Trojan horse technique. So the cancer opens up because it sees the sugar coming in, but then we've got something else inside there. Let's say vitamin C, for example. I always give vitamin C with D5. Why? Because the cancer cells open up for the sugar, and we just drive the vitamin C into it.
And that devastates the cancer, which can't protect against it. So I love your consistency. You know that. And I, not that I didn't know where you were going, but it was like softball for you. But I thought it was important to reiterate that and the way you do it. And last Friday, we had, the Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf, a good friend of TMB's Ties as well. And he was also one of those featured in The Truth About Cancer. And last week, you would have loved it. He talked about stop treating cancer, right? Stop it. It's like these doctors saying, you got to do this for the cancer. Stop treating the cancer. Take care of the person. Address what's going on. It's exactly what you do and what you say. So when people come to me or you, like I say, mesothelioma, it's the whole person you're addressing. Yes, we acknowledge what's been said to you or even diagnosed, but that doesn't necessarily change the things that need to be done.
So, Robert, I'm going to pretend like we're not on the air, because when you asked that question, I was going to ask you, what the hell's wrong with you, Robert? And I realized you were doing, so that's why I just answered it. Because I know you know me.
I know, but listen, it was beautiful the way you responded. So, the way I expected you to, and the way I wanted it to for folks to hear, because there are a lot of things that you'll think, oh, I'll throw them a curve with this. Not that I feel like this person was doing that; they were asking sincerely. But the message consistently from what we're doing and sending is that we've got to look at all of the same basic elements that manifest perhaps maybe differently in each of us, but they don't necessarily require a different, approach. Yes, we will nuance an approach based on each individual, but the basics still apply. They always apply.
Exactly. So, cancer can be summarized as a higher state of oxidative stress, and there's always a toxicity component, or there's a significant malnourishment component, and it's usually a combination of both at that very point where the cancer started. Mm-hmm. And the actual cancer itself is nothing more, the process of cancer itself is nothing more than the body going into a rapid defense stance. It's just trying to survive. That's all it's doing. Just like a tree, the last thing it does before it dies is it rapidly pollinates. That's what the body is doing. That's what that particular tissue at that very point where the cancer started is just trying to preserve itself. And so what we want to do is we want to, one, remove the toxicity, and two, give the body the nutrition that's needed to support that. And what was the cancer before it became cancer? It was normal cells. So we give the body an opportunity to revert back to the normal state. And more often than not, it does revert back to the normal state. And in the rare case, and not rare, but in the In the cases where it doesn't revert back, then there's other things that can be done. But I don't actually go after the cancer there either. It's all about enhancing the immune system, because the immune system is supposed to be monitoring the body anyway. And as long as your immune system is intact, you can't get cancer. So when somebody comes in with cancer, you know by definition their immune system is compromised. So now you enhance their immune system, get it back on track, repair it. When that comes back on, whatever did not convert back to the regular normal state, which it was in before it became cancer, then the immune system will address it, and you're home free.
Yeah.
It's literally that simple.
And look at this story. I mean, that's only confirming what we've seen with all the 67-year-old rock stars, movie stars dying. They should live till who knows what. But headline, more people under 50 getting colon cancer. I love the way they headline it, getting, like you go out and get colon cancer, right? It's like the disease on the inside, but you went out and got it. What are they, again, the language I think is not by accident, but this was traditionally a disease of the very elderly, like we've talked about now, the collapsing of time, the younger and younger people developing these diseases that were at least at one point in our history considered diseases of decrepit old age.
Right, but now we're giving vaccines that annihilate and rape the immune system and renders a person more susceptible. Then you've got poor diet, no nutrition, or lack of nutrition. You've got additional toxicities that are being ingested, that are being inhaled, that are being drank, and now the person's entire system is riddled with all these substances that nature never intended for, or God never intended to be in our body. And then the body responds in an appropriate manner, as anybody's body would when it's assaulted. It goes into a defensive stance, the immune system's damaged, and it goes into this rapid proliferative state where it's trying to propagate itself and survive. Mm-hmm. And we call that cancer. And then what do? We say, oh, wait a second, your immune system's damaged because you've got cancer. Let's further damage it by giving you additional things like chemo and radiation.
I got to laugh. It's sad, but I mean, it's also funny.
It's a comedy routine, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, you're like, hello, McFly, and, you know, trying to wake the folks up. But this is the kind of message. As I said, don't just let it be received by you, because you know there are a lot of folks that need this desperately. And this is a message of empowerment. It really is. And you know, when you read The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, that's Dr. Batar's book, for those of you who are new listeners, international bestseller. It's fantastic. In fact, I have, you know, right, I think it was right behind. Yeah. In fact, when I was interviewed by RT, I have a few books, including yours, behind me so that everybody gets to see it whenever I do a TV interview.
Oh, cool.
It's that important. Please, everybody, get it. Now, this relates to another issue, the Zika virus. I don't know if you've been hearing about this, Z-I-K-A. And I've been asked about this by a lot of folks, and I always say, listen, the virus hunters are desperate to find new viruses because they keep needing, for the sake of their industry, to find new excuses to make more vaccines. They call it a mosquito-borne virus, whatever. It may or may not exist. I don't know. Maybe it does. But the headlines also say, well, gee, it's funny because it doesn't harm people with intact immune systems. That is what we call a clue. That it isn't the virus, it's the weakened person that's susceptible to any and all things, coming back to where we started today. For instance, the neurotoxins coming in from the environment, weakening the immune system, damaging the excretory system. Yet they're coming up with a new viral alert, and most people are going to fall for it.
Yeah, so when you look at this whole concept about the immune system being damaged, a common cold will kill somebody that has no immune system. When you look at acquired immune deficiency syndrome, the AIDS syndromes, by definition, it's one of the definitions, the characteristics of it is that the immune system is damaged. Well, a lot of those people, they don't, you know, put aside the theory of the virus and how, you know.
But they die of a yeast infection. They die of anything.
They die from a common cold. They can die from, they cut their hand or from an abrasion, the skin up their knee, and they can get an infection and die from that. Why? Because they have no immune system.
Exactly.
So, anything that's compromising your immune system is going to render a person helpless and then make them susceptible to any of these conditions. And
right.
You don't need a vector, a mosquito-borne vector like a Zika virus being carried in a mosquito to actually get that. It can be anything.
Exactly.
You don't have to get that fancy or that exotic. Just call it an abrasion or, you know, a cut or put a nail or something, whatever.
Dr. Batar, the CDC says that cases of the neurological disorder Guillain-Barré, which we know is a lot of associated with vaccine injury, have been reported in patients with probable Zika virus. So now they're saying, well, Guillain-Barré is linked to the Zika virus. Of course, anything to distract against their injections, which they want to do more of, by the way.
Right.
That's right. Interesting. We start seeing the language of the Matrix.
That's exactly what it is. It's an illusion, and there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of distractions that are created to confuse the picture, but that's all it is. It's an illusion. It is the Matrix.
Yeah. Because there is no treatment for the Zika virus at this time, according to this article, women should be counseled about all the options available to them. I'm thinking, what are the options? You just said you've got no options. What are the options? Well, you should talk to a doctor anyway. But what is the doctor going to say? We have no options, ma'am. I'm sorry. What's the point of that?
This is what the doctor's going to say. Well, I think you should go get a vaccine.
Right, yeah, maybe another vaccine.
Whatever you can find. Just, you know, let's do the herpes vaccine because we don't want you to be susceptible. So we want you to get all these vaccines. I mean, this is how it works. People are told that, look, you are... I just had a patient today, in fact, that had a diagnosis of cancer in 1996. She goes through radiation and a lumpectomy. Thank God she survives it. She does fine. Everything's going along fine. 2014... she meets with her doctor, and the doctor says, look, you need to be protected for shingles. She said, I don't think I need to. He says, you don't understand. You're 61 years old. You need this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. They assault her with these shingles virus. She describes it as a heavy, heavy dose, like three times the normal thing. They told her to take three different sets of vaccines. And from that point onwards, the cancer markers started tracking up within a month.
Yeah.
And now she's calling our office. Luckily, she still feels good, and they haven't seen anything. But that's when the cancer markers start dropping.
Exactly. So, well, the vaccine is all. We're up on a break. By the way, Zika virus starts with a Z, so let's prescribe them a Z-Pack, right? That's the science behind this. We've got lots more healing to go in. Fat kids to remedy after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, did I get into trouble last week when we were talking about that story about fat Latins? Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
Yeah, did I get into trouble? Did anybody yell and scream at me? Are we okay?
No, I didn't get any hate mail on that one. I think you just slipped right on through.
We're still on the air in Mexico.
So. Yeah. We're
still on the air in Mexico. And that was the one because Patrick was not paying attention to anything, and suddenly he was so keyed in that he forgot to fire off the stinger.
He forgot the break.
Yeah, that was very funny. But the best thing ever when your board op says, you know what, I missed it because I was listening to you. You were so enrapturing what you were saying. So anyway, fat kids now, Dr. Batar. Sorry about that. I just had to check
in. You call me a fat kid?
No. Were you a fat kid?
I was a fat kid.
You were a chubby checker, if you would. We all had chubby cheeks at one point in our life, but then I went the other direction. But I like pizza. You like pizza. Super Don, you like pizza?
Of course I like pizza.
Okay. It's one of the hardest things to give up, and maybe you don't have to if you do it cleanly. Can you get organic cheese?
Wait a second. You have to give up pizza?
Did I say you had to give up? No, Dr. Batar has to give up pizza. Sure, yeah. Why not?
I don't think there's any point in living if you have to give up pizza.
Okay, we do like pizza. The question is, how clean can it be made? And it can be made clean, but this story says, hey, wait a second. Number of obese and overweight children under 5 around the world is alarming, and they got a picture of a pizza. I'm thinking, it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
Well, I'll tell you this. If Big Pharma was pushing pizza instead of drugs, I would be on the other side, and you would be fighting me.
I'd be targeting Dr. Batar. He's the pizza promoter. Listen, you can make organic non-GMO pizzas, and I'm there with you. No problem. Pizza Fusion's cool. There are some organic places. And I remember years ago, Super Don, you remember this, I discovered the first organic pizza restaurant. They're no longer business out in, what was that place in Oregon, that new agey place? What was that
Ashland.
Town? Ashland, Oregon had it, like Mystic Pizza or something, like Cosmic Pizza. Anyway, but listen, I don't want to have to give up pizza if you don't have to. But the question is, what is making more than ever kids obese and fat under the age of 5? That's just not normal, is it?
No, it's not normal. I think it's to blame it on pizza or blame it on any type of food. It's the constituents that are used to make that pizza. It's a constituents of the food that you're eating. And it's, for example, if you have, let's use an example of a certain type of food, milk. You can drink milk, and milk has gotten such a bad name, and everybody talks about, oh, it's, you got to be casein-free, left, right, center, all this stuff about how dairy products are detrimental and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I've even heard people say if you want to drink milk, it's not natural for humans to drink milk, and if you want to drink milk, you should find a lactating human female because it's not natural for a human to eat, drink milk.
Yeah, but those breastfeeding women really object when you approach them as an adult in that
usually
way.
That's true. That's one of the problems. That's one of the many problems. So the issue really is not the milk. It's what we do to the milk. So when we homogenize it, we pasteurize it, we inject the cows with bovine growth hormones, we feed them grains with the pesticides and insecticides, it's no wonder that the milk that comes out and then what we do and adulterate the milk by the pasteurization, homogenization, genetic modification, it's not milk anymore. So it's not what it's not the substance itself when they blame it. It's what we do to the substances. That process should be blamed. And I think that's what starts to retard the metabolic processes and then leads to altered glucose tolerance, and then you start end up having the syndrome X and all these other things that start happening. You create an intolerance to certain types of substances in the body. The body forms a resistance. They have the delayed IgG-mediated food allergies, and everything gets thrown out of whack, and then, of course, the metabolism slows down, and you start getting obese. The body's in a state of starvation and holds on to fat, and body gets more and more
obese. Dilutes the toxins. And you know, these kids can't digest. They can't excrete. I mean, you know, the little toxic time bombs. And it's happening, as we've talked about, in terms of cancer getting younger and younger as well. That's the thing. The obesity is a defense mechanism in this case.
Exactly. And there's another thing, too. The onset of TV and the video games and the iPads and the iPhones.
Sedentary. Yeah.
Sedentary lifestyle, exactly. In fact, there's a new movement called the Smart Kids Move. And let people know to go to smartkidsmove.com, and they'll start seeing some of the things that happen. It's all martial arts related, actually. But
excellent. Well, we'll karate chop the next pizza and eat it together.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Move and groove, whatever you got to do. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Patrick, on the board. Dr. Bitar, always great to do some more advanced medicine with you. Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, archives, easy access to this hour in particular, each week at medicalrewind.com. All I got left to say, Dr. Bitar, you can say it.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.